Welcome to Morgue Musings. I'm your host for today, Dr. Borg. In today's episode, we conduct an autopsy on Barbara, who died in 2022. I wish he'd hit me so that people would understand. Barbara used to say that, or at least think that, all the time. Or at least she did in the what is now known as the before time. Once the pandemic hit, no one saw her anyway. It wouldn't matter if he hit her with fists or with words. No one could see, no one could hear. The pandemic soundproofed her screaming mind. It wrapped her in a blanket of barbed wire, keeping her still, keeping the virus out. But a virus had been there long before 2020. Unfortunately, autopsy did not exist back then for us to truly be able to see what led to Barbara's demise. Equally unfortunate is the fact that it took a pandemic for Canada to acknowledge the epidemic of non-physical domestic violence. I wish he'd hit me so that people would understand. It's located right here by the temporal lobe. You can see the deep imprint of that very thought, the evidence of continuous neuronal firing, and how it's related thoughts. See right here. Why are you so stupid? And you don't do anything right. These really crowded out the others. You'll also note, as we descend down the brainstem, the black coloring that is distinctive of negative thought damage, and how this same coloring continues down through the tongue, the throat. These were affected by literally swallowing one's thoughts and feelings and then pushing these down into the lungs. Now, the lung damage we see is likely what threw them off back in 2022. Given the impact on the respiratory system, it is assumed that these women must have been part of the demographic that was asymptomatic and resistant to the vaccinations that they'd received. With autopsy and its technology, we now know that this damage was the result of holding one's breath and breathing shallowly for prolonged periods, a common response to a constant state of fear and vigilance that was heightened during the pandemic. Now, without the access to the data from virtual assistants such as Alexa, wearables such as Fitbits, and the emotional facial recognition that was used on everyone's phones, And certainly, perhaps without the massive data influx that occurred during the pandemic lockdowns, I don't know that autopsy could have been designed in the way it has, in the way that it is now able to clearly identify emotional and verbal abuse as the cause of premature death for hundreds of thousands of Canadian women. If it weren't for autopsy, we might still believe the fallacy that these women and their deaths were just direct casualties of the COVID crisis.